Greetings in Jesus' name on this fifth day of August, the year of our Lord, 2022. It's currently in the 80s outside, and I'm still here in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, really more in the Omro area, just out of Oshkosh, Wisconsin, about 15 minutes. I'm staying in the home of Brother Randy King and having a wonderful time serving the Lord and rejoicing in the goodness of our great God. What a great meeting we had last night at the flight camp that I'm preaching at, and then also a great meeting this morning at the 7 a.m. hour as I was able to again preach the Word of God. We're looking forward to the final meeting tonight, which will be at the farm just across the way here. They grow corn and soybeans, and there are going to be games for the young men, and also there'll be a time of eating. It's going to be a great night, and I appreciate your prayers and your love and concern for us as we continue to labor on for Christ here on this mission field of reaching others and investing in the lives of others. God willing, we'll fly home tomorrow and be back in Maine for the evening, and then have the joy of preaching all day long on the Lord's Day. We are continuing to press forward with building at our Sanford location, and we also are believing God for the offer that we have made on a new gymnasium and the old Catholic convent. We're praying that they will accept our offer. And so thank you for praying about that and believing God with us as we advance the cause in the Maine area. If you have your Bibles today, I would like to invite you to look with me in Proverbs chapter number 5 and verse number 21. For the Bible says, "For the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he pondereth all his goings." In this passage of Scripture, there's a lot of different references to relationships, and those relationships being bad relationships, where the Bible says, "For the lips of a strange woman." And then it talks about the bad relationship that individuals can have with strange individuals, and not just strange when it comes to crazy individuals, but individuals that will cause people to lose their testimony. And he says here, "Lest thou shouldest ponder the path of life, her ways are movable, that thou canst not know them." And he goes on and talks about the different types of relationships that are deadly, relationships that ultimately will cause us to lose our testimony and to lose our impact that we have for the gospel. And at the end of this great chapter in the Word of God, verse number 21 says, "For the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he pondereth all his goings." And we have here a challenge to us. Before you get into a bad relationship with someone, before you wreck your life and ruin your testimony, understand that the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he pondereth all his goings. The God of heaven knows exactly what's going on in our life. And I don't know if this is serving today as a warning call to someone who may be listening that is up to no good at their workplace, and it's getting involved in a questionable relationship. It might be a warning call to someone like that today. I don't know if there's a husband or a wife that's listening their relationship has fell upon hard times, and there's a temptation of embracing the bosom of a strange woman or a strange man. I want you to know something today. The eyes of the Lord run to and fro, and he ponders all our goings. And we must, by the grace of God, keep a testimony that honors and magnifies and glorifies him. What would be better today is if the Lord would strengthen our relationships that we have, and that we wouldn't get off track and get involved in questionable relationships that will ruin and wreck our lives. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to T. Bell, at metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on Monday.